from soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Greetings of love from the Garden Island of Kauai. This tape series, in preparation for the Chicago Healing Seminar next Easter, is called New Dimensions in Healing. And today, I believe, you will hear about healing truths which rarely are taught to students anywhere in the world. For one thing, spiritual healing never can be taught to a material consciousness. Only spiritual students are prepared to understand fourth dimensional healing truth. But even spiritual students will find the hard sayings of esoteric truth are difficult to digest and to apply. And yet there must be a place on this earth where the healing grace of God is taught in its absolute form, without fear of shocking anyone or of alienating the timid or the traditional healers who cling to methods that cannot produce the greater works. Christ healing is revolutionary, and to fulfill our responsibility as servants of the Most High, we are compelled to follow the Master by bringing these hard sayings into our daily healing work. And so today, perhaps we should first heal the healers to prepare them for every challenge that will be called upon in each of us to face problems that the world needs to solve. As you know, any attempt on your part to explain these hard truths to a material mind will be rather difficult and will surely meet with instant disapproval, as you may soon discover for yourself. One key truth that mankind has managed to overlook for over 5,000 years is that God is all. And to that we must now add a second truth. And that is the important truth we wish to discuss. God is immortal. Now, where does that leave you? It leads to another amazing truth. Because God is immortal, and God is all, there are no mortals on this earth. The application of this one truth can magnify the power of your healing work. A Bible student can get by without surrendering his mortality. But truly, it is foolhardy to believe that a spiritual healer can live in a mortal body of matter and can be a channel for spiritual healing. Mortals who try to heal other mortals can be effective through mental healing and a variety of other good methods. But they will also have many weaknesses and many failures. If you have not known before, realize now that the extraordinary healing miracles of Jesus were only possible because he had learned how to unlock the infinite power of the immortal Christ, of his own eternal being. This immortal Christ in you can heal the universe, and you can learn how to release this same Christ and all its power to the world. When you learn to follow the hard sayings of the Master, and that will take all your courage, all your vision, all your pioneering spirit, all your determination, plus divine inspiration to release you from the fetters of false boundaries. Sell all thou hast. What did the Master mean by that statement? Was he advocating that we walk around in sackcloth? Did he want us to sell our homes and our investments? Turn it all over to charity? His very close friend Lazarus was a wealthy man. And what did Lazarus sell before he walked out of a tomb in a new spiritual body? Lazarus did what every disciple of the Master learned to do. He sold his mortality. He surrendered his concept of mortal flesh. He accepted his immortal self as the only self that he was. Lay down your life so that you may pick it up again, said the Master. And Lazarus did just that. He laid down his mortal concept of self, picked up his immortal life, just as each one of us on the spiritual path is learning to do. Now, you must admit that is a hard saying. And the pity of it is that because mortals have been afraid of that hard saying, they have gone through the illusion of dying on battlefields, suffering the tortures of the damned, with crippling diseases that have no divine creator. And exist only in the hypnotized mind. The belief that man is mortal is the hypnosis. And from this erroneous belief evolves the equally erroneous belief in mortal problems, mortal diseases, and disabling mortal sickness. The entire inventory of mortal illusions that culminate in mortal death. The first shock is over. We have learned there are no mortals on this earth. Immortal God created only immortal man. Mortals do not exist. And this truth is so breathtaking, so essential to your realization of identity, so vital to your healing work, and to the fulfillment of your eternal life, that Spirit commands you to pause right here, to reach a higher understanding of who you are, and to look beyond the mortal tomb of flesh, that you have naively accepted as your body. Rest in the quiet for a moment. Find the incorporeality of yourself, the you without a physical form. Let your spirit rest there. As you live in your incorporeal being, your function, and this is not the words of a man, your function is to honor God supremely. We all accept that. It may surprise you, however, to learn that if you do not accept God as your source, as your Father, you are dishonoring God. The Son of God is as immortal as his Father. The belief in your mortality is a denial of your divine sonship, a denial of your divine identity, a denial of the fatherhood of God. mortals are denying sonship and thereby dishonoring God. Mortals can never be one with an immortal God. Mortality is duality. Only immortality honors God. Only immortality is one with God. Only immortality is the truth that makes you free. And this is one of the greatest secrets taught on earth by Christ Jesus, unknown to most of Christendom. He was not resurrected. The purpose of his demonstration is still unrealized. In one of the most remarkable teachings ever given to the human race, he demonstrated the illusion of mortality. He had one body, and it was not the body that men saw. He had one life, and it was not contained in that mortal body. And when the illusion of a mortal body was removed by crucifixion, the immortal body and the immortal life remained untouched by death, because it was one with God, unseparated from God. And that immortal body and that immortal life is the divine body and the divine life that you have now. Rest in that beautiful truth. The day must come, and the day is now, when you declare your divine sonship by surrendering your false sense of a mortal body containing a mortal life, and accept immortal body, immortal life as your real self, your only self, your undying self. Then you will honor God supremely. Hold this truth deep and hallowed in your consciousness. Every word has unique and wonderful meaning for all of us. Follow me. What a hard saying. Because me is the immortal Christ, saying, follow me out of your false mortality into your God-given immortal life, your God-given immortal body. And do it on this earth as I have done it. Sell all thou hast. Lay down your mortal life that you may pick up your immortal life now. As your mortality is surrendered and released, your mortal problems will go with it. Sickness, disease, every appearance of imperfection is part of the one mortal illusion. Be ye perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. What does it mean? Be immortal, like your Father now. Do you feel the inner rhythm of your immortality? Can you feel the reality of a body that you cannot see, your immortal body? That is God's gift to you, your invisible body of eternal life. The body that was yours before birth, eternal, unconditioned, perfect forever. A body that is everywhere now, always present, always divinely protected, never born. You have a body of infinite spirit which lives now in the invisible kingdom of one infinite self. This immortal body, which exists before Abraham, meaning before the appearance of your mortality, before the world illusion, is your eternal life body. And you must know the miracle of your infinite Christ body, because it is the one inseparable, immortal body of all who walk this earth. This is a lesson you will find yourself returning to very frequently. This is a lesson your soul will call to your attention repeatedly This is a lesson that will make you feel incomplete until you are the living lesson. And now, while you are expanding consciousness to the full depth of your being, let's take a look at your patient, the one who will come to you and say, I have a problem. You have just learned, beyond doubt, who you are. Now, ask yourself this. Who is your patient? This is a very crucial question. In spiritual healing, you must identify your patient correctly. You must not judge by the appearance of form. Do you think your patient is a white male, about 30 years old? If so, you have already lost the case. Is she a black female, about 40 years old? Wrong again. You are still judging with a natural mind. That can never see reality, only its sense of reality. Now let's look again, without judgment. Who is your patient? Is this the Son of God or a human being? Is this the Son of God or a Eurasian male? Who is sitting in the chair in front of you saying, help me? Who is your real patient? Now let's remove the mortality of your patient. No mortal is sitting before you. There are no mortals on earth. This is where you make or break your case. Immortal God is appearing to your mind as a visible mortal male or a mortal female. But the invisible Son of God sits before you, the one immortal self is appearing to your senses in a material form because you do not have spiritual vision. Now, look once more. Not with your eyes, but with your soul. Look at the spiritual reality concealed by your senses. And you will discover who your patient is. Are you ready? All right. Who is your patient? The answer is this. You are your patient. Every patient coming to you is you. I am your patient. The I of you stands before you, the infinite I. There is no problem in I, which is God expressing. God is one, without opposite. I is God. I and the Father are the inseparable one. I, God, the self of you, am your patient. I am perfect, for I am the Father. I can never be sick, for I am all the perfect qualities of God. I am the immortal body of the universe, and your senses are seeing me through a glass darkly as an individual mortal with ailments. But I am the invisible body of all men, the body of eternal life, the same body that remained alive when the illusory material body of Jesus was crucified. I am the Christ body, the Holy One of Israel. And when you have faith that I am the Christ of your patient, and of you, one forever, then you will have the secret of spiritual healing. Then you will bear witness to the truth of God in every man, and the miracle of grace will reward thee openly. Every claim of a problem is a denial of divine identity, because the identity of all is I, the perfect self of God. The real identity of your patient needs no healing. But rarely will your patient be aware of his real identity. You will be asleep in a material sense of mind and body. And so your job as the healer is to lift him to his true self and to prove that God is the self of all. This is what makes spiritual healing a true delight. You are not healing. You are not healing bones, muscle, or tissue. You are restoring your patient to his divine self, taking him out of the belief in a mental created image called body. Out of the belief in material flesh. And your secret method is not the words you speak, but it is your recognition within of his immortal life and his immortal body, which are unseparated from your immortal life and your immortal body. Take it all the way to that. For God is the eye of you and of him. And that eye in the midst of you and your patient is the invisible, divine substance of him and of you. Your realization of the one indwelling self of you is the trigger. As you abide in that realization, your consciousness will expand and rise. And not by might, not by power, spirit itself will pull the trigger with truth to explode the myth of mortal man, mortal matter, and to dissolve the mirage and to reveal the underlying perfection that never left your patient. All error, all sickness in our world is sense hypnotism. We stare at God's spiritual kingdom, infinite, eternal, immortal, perfect self. And the world mind interprets this infinite spiritual perfection as a finite, imperfect world with imperfect cells, spinning in make-believe time. Our sense mind completes the mirage by looking out at the one undivided, infinite, immortal self, and seeing millions of mortals separated and finite. Individual mortal bodies individual lives. And because the illusion cannot sustain itself, it deteriorates. Body cells seem to die. Organs refuse to work. Life seems to ebb away. And then new life seems to be born. this imitation of reality called human life denies the perfect power and harmony of God's spiritual creation. It denies the divine love that maintains the integrity of that creation. And it denies the allness of God. This total hypnosis governs our world and the human race. But you, as a healer and an infinite way student of spiritual truth, you must constantly know that anything less than perfection is hypnosis, because imperfection is impossible in spiritual reality. Perfection is the eternal, unchanging nature of reality. So as the transparency for Christ, you must prove this every day of your life until you accept the divine immortality of everyone you meet, patient or otherwise. You will be proving the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you will be loving your neighbor as yourself in the true sense of the words. Best of all, you will be fulfilling divine law, and the blessings of the Father will pour forth in every aspect of your life. In the silence, let your soul recapitulate who you are, who your patient is, and the opportunity you have to prove that everyone coming to you for help is God invisible in a perfect immortal body, living a perfect eternal immortal life. And then live with that your truth. The fruits you reap are beyond measure. Stay with the silence, that the glory of your own spirit fill your universe with its magical substance. Feel the pulsing spiritual life that animates all who walk this earth. And know that that spiritual life will never depart. We are immortals in an immortal universe, and the one immortal that we are is God Himself, for I and the Father are one. You may not hear the second side right away, so I would like to tell you about something I intend to put on the second side. It's about time that we start meditating together on world work, and so probably toward the end of the second side, there will be a discussion about what we will do and when, but I want you to know that meditation in world work will be called upon, and it will be on Saturday night. Saturday, 6 p.m. Every Saturday, 6 p.m. Now, that time fits in very well if you go by California time. 6 p.m., California. Some of you will find it a little earlier. Some will find it a little later. Here in Kauai, for me or whoever happens to be meditating on the islands, it will be 3 hours earlier. New York, it'll be a few hours late, and so forth. And abroad, South Africa, Thailand, England, Switzerland, France, you'll have to check California time. 6 p.m. Saturday nights, California time, and your assignment will come in the second half at the end of it. Let's be still now. And remember that every hard saying is a teaching to open your soul to your eternal reality.